Shalom Aleichem, Mishpokat, Todd and Tamara here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again for joining us. We want to give praise and glory and honor to the Father of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the heaven of heavens, who sent his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, to break us free of the Luciferian kingdom and control grid that's on this earth through its politics, religion, video games, its music, its economy, and its politics.
That's right. So Paradigm Shift, what we've been doing here is we've been trying to give you the tools to extract yourself from this actual kingdom here on earth. Father is extracting us. This is the time for us to fight the false paradigms and learn what reality, turn and face the evil. And then not only face it, but expose it. It must be known. We have to rescue as many people as we can because we do live in Lucifer's time. This is
Lucifer's kingdom of child sacrifice and teaching of hate and murder and stealing and theft. Everything is based on unequal weights and measures. And most importantly, Mishpokah, Aleister Crowley's one and only law of his book of Satanism that he wrote about. Is do as thou wilt. And that's being taught in our culture throughout everything that we have in our culture, our music industry, our politics. You know, they say one thing, they do another. That is witchcraft and sorcery. They say one thing, but while what they really mean and are doing is the same saying written backwards, meaning that whatever they say, they're doing the opposite of, and it is for the purpose of doing as thou wilt. That's why you have politicians that going into politics and going into government, and they say one thing and they do another because it's the practice of sorcery and witchcraft.
Magic is the changing of people, and that's what do what thou wilt is. It is literally a magical incantation, and it is hidden in the layers of everything that we know as our society today. It is all has this underlying statement of do what thou wilt, and we even know that there's plenty of people who claim to serve Yahuwah who are continuing to do what they see fit in their own eyes. They do not submit to the rule of law for whatever reasons they come up with. They are not extracting themselves from society. They are continuing to remain there for whatever reason they have come up with in their heads. And what is the saddest part of it all that we must always be alert and watching out for is that we don't convince ourselves that something that we're doing is okay. It must be measured by Torah. And if it does not align with Torah, we cannot be fully protected.
No.
It is in Torah, Yahushua HaMashiach, that our protection lies.
Right. He
stands between us and them,
There are two main divinical forces that are on this earth and that are competing for your soul, your mind, your body, your spirit. And that is the Satan of our Father in heaven. That is Satan here on earth versus our Father in heaven.
That's right.
And it is an actual spirit and divinity that is competing to who will get to be expressed or manifest through these bodies that are walking in these souls and these minds that are walking in the hearts. Most importantly, they're walking around on this earth.
And the really big difference between the two is that Satan is luring you your flesh and through what feels good. He's constantly luring and tempting you. Yahshua doesn't do that. Yahweh, Yahshua, they just stand there and they say, choose this day whom you serve. That's
who we are. And this
There's
is
no
the
games.
Yeah, this is who we are, and this is the righteous way. You know, this is, to quote a quote from a band I used to listen to, a satanic band I used to listen to, it's called AC/DC. They said, you know, they had many satanic songs, but one of them in particular was Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. And that's what they've got us all doing, and we do it dirt cheap. We murder, steal, kill, and destroy, while the money masters on the top who have collected collective through their process of teaching of evolution, that the do as thou wilters, the biggest and strongest of those that can collect the most money on the planet, they're setting everything up to execute the rest of you in a large sacrifice.
That's right.
Through their concerts, through their football, through their sports, through their politics. If you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, if you believe in any sort of form of worldly government, meaning whatever nation you're in and the religion that you are in, every single one of them are teaching the same common goal, and that is do as thou wilt, so that they can enter you, the demonic beings can enter you, split you off from more and more people, divide human beings more and more so, till they finally get everyone coerced into this one world idea that all paths are okay because we can all do as thou wilt, and anyone who says anything against that will be put to death and killed. And everything is being sung about that in the rock music industry and the pop music and the rap industry. Kill
it's,
Christians.
It's not even just
kill,
in the music industry.
Kill,
it's
murder,
politics.
Sacrifice.
It's education. Yep. It's the medical industry. We've been under slow kill for a long time, and it's going hot. We've been watching it get hotter and hotter and hotter. And what do we keep ending up with is this whole idea that we can participate in some way, but we can't. We must come out. Yahshua said he's coming this time with a sword of division. We understand the division fully because we do not give our consent any longer to the culture that is around us.
No.
Mishpocha. This culture must be destroyed.
Every bit of it is
what is coming.
Every bit of it. Hallelujah.
There's nothing left good.
You have no idea what you're under. The sorcery and divination that they are practicing on a 24-hour basis is absolutely real. There is no other concern that you should have in your mind for your own person, for your children, for your family members, for your culture itself, for all the people out there, because they're in this strong delusion. And it began greatly in this nation back when Aleister Crowley was forming his satanic religion and thrust it upon this nation. And Aleister Crowley was quoted as being the father of modern culture, and he was picked up by the all the popular rock bands of the 50s and the 60s and promoted further in the 70s, 80s, 90s, all the way up to 2012, to where you had Elvis being rejected because he shook his hips a little bit. Now in 2012, you got Madonna and Lady Gaga.
Marilyn Manson saying, get your gun, slit your wrist, kill your parents. This man should not be allowed. This demon
Pathetic.
Should not be allowed to be anywhere near any of our children. But they're going to ban your guns. They're not going to ban Marilyn Manson or Lady Gaga. They're going to ban your guns. They're going to ban your right to free speech while giving them theirs, because theirs is destructive and tears down. And anything that we have to say is going to be manifesting the creation underneath Torah, the blessing that comes from serving the one king. Well, that time is over. It is now time for destruction. We are to be extracted from it.
That's right.
You need to get out.
That's what he's doing right now. He's extracting those that he chooses to do so. And he's made you aware and awake for this time period only to see that the outcome, which is unstoppable. The generations are lost.
If you're not
angry, gone. You're
not paying attention.
That's right. And if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. And here's Ephesians 5:11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ and Yeshua shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, examining all things, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
Yes. There's no more time for fun and games. We must face the facts. America is dead. The world as we know it is dead. The New World Order is moving in. Lucifer's kingdom is taking control. There will be one world order, one world religion, one world politic, one world education. This is what is upon us.
You've lost your children. You've lost your generations of children. It's done.
If they are not completely withdrawn from every single thing that is American society, then they are being infected by the parasite that is American society. And it didn't come from us.
It came from Britain.
The daughter of Babylon is Britain.
That's right. And it had through British colonies, that queen used the rock bands like the Beatles,
yes,
and the rest of the Stones, and now today the video games and the Hollywood movies to keep tempting you into one thing only, do as thou wilt, so that your hearts become more and more injured and you can't get out of it. All you have is hate, and all you can do is desire the next concert, the next football game,
the next clothing, the next iPod,
the next presidential election, the next
things.
It's only in an instant. If it doesn't happen to you right now, you have no care for it. You have no love for your brother or each one another.
And you do it
in the name of love,
right,
saying that love is doing as thou wilt. And this Jesus thing and this resurrection or rapture thing that's been taught is the very epitome of that, that comes from the Roman heretics of Esau that destroyed and murdered our apostles and murdered Yeshua. They murdered him, and he rose again and defeated their pantheons, and they had to go bury themselves into the very religions, the very fruitful religion that was to be shot out through the world through Christianity and through Judaism, keeping the Torah and the Messiah, the walk of the both of them, but corrupting both. Even Islam and Buddhism, all of it is corrupted by Esau, the Romans, and the bloodline of Esau.
And make no mistake that this year's Olympics loudly and boldly proclaimed from London that they are basically the harbingers. They are the ones who have brought every single thing into the world that is here today. They proudly proclaimed it. They showed
Satanism.
This to us. That's right. That they are the cult of Satan. They are the origin of where it's all spilling from. And we're taking all of our cues from that great whore.
And today's the day when they're bringing it right out in front of you like they said they would. It's the rebirth of occultism and paganism, and it's being loved to death throughout the churches and even in the synagogues with their Sabbatean, Rabbitean Jews and their Jesuit-controlled Protestant priests and bishops and pastors across the nation. You got over 100,000 churches that have signed on to this parasitic Satan government of the FEMA council, where they've gotten their orders to tell their flocks to go to the camps when the time comes. And speaking about camps, we're going to get into an article now that was sent to us from a couple of brother and sister we spent some time with the Tabernacles at, and he just retired from the Army, and he sends us this about 2 weeks ago. Now it's becoming headline news, or at least in the alternative news. It's talking about what the Army is running right now, Mama.
Yes, okay. So this article actually came out of the Army Times. Our listeners sent it directly from what they were still receiving being in the military. And yeah, we've had it for a couple of weeks, but Father chose right now for us to go over it with you. We've been, chomping at the bit to do so. What this is called is Zombies Used for Training at Counterterrorism Summit. And the article says that, forget the H1N1 pandemic. Could a future crisis arise from an outbreak of viruses that destroy brain cells and render people violently catatonic like zombies? And then it goes on to say that this far-fetched scenario of a government grappling a zombie-like threat has captured the attention and imagination of Brad Barker, the president of the security firm Halo Corporation. Next month, his outfit will incorporate, no kidding, zombies into a disaster crisis scenario at the company's annual counterterrorism summit in San Diego, a five-day event providing hands-on training, realistic demonstrations, lectures, and classes geared to more than 1,000 military personnel, law enforcement officials, medical experts, and state and federal government workers. They're going to take over a 44-acre Paradise Point resort in San Diego, California, where they're going to have a series of terrorist scenarios with an immersive Hollywood set. This is going to be full-on Hollywood here. So Halo, this is a corporation that's composed of former military special operators and intelligence and national security experts. They train military units as well as federal and state agencies in security, counterterrorism, force protection, emergency response, and disaster management.
They're preparing you for the new world order rules of how to deal with society once they release this zombie virus. Now, Mitch Bocah, just think here. Think for a second. Turn off your iPods, your pads, your whatever, expletives and your boxes and all this and that, and then listen. Is there any disease whatsoever that has ever been talked about or ever been in mankind that eats up the person's brain and causes them to walk around like zombies? Has there ever been? Where's the outbreaks? Where's it ever been proven? I'll tell you what, it's been proven in ancient history, and because you haven't looked up all things and proven things to yourselves, you are fools, you're unwise, and you've believed what your masters, your Satanist sorcerers, magicians have sorcerized over you into a delusion, is that the only place that this type of a virus or disease could come from that they are training for, with keynote speakers of Cindy McCain, U.S. Senator wife McCain being there, General Michael Hayden, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency and former director of the NSA. These guys are the ones we reported about from the Pentagon that back in the days of the Presidio, they were sacrificing children unto Satan from Aleister Crowley's, what's the new Satanist guy? High priest guy.
Anton LaVey.
He was helping doing that. That's all connected with Sandusky at Penn State. These people are going to release a virus that is going to eat your brain out. And it is going, and this is the way that they are going to handle the population once they start committing the sacrifice.
They're actually calling this whole drill is all about, what could stem from a brain-eating virus pandemic, a mutated virus that quickly spreads as the government dispatches its military to maintain order while infectious disease specialists scour for a vaccine. Now, what movie were we just predictively programmed with that just came out last year? The movie Contagion. That movie Contagion was a predictive programming showing you exactly. Oh, yes. But that one was, one I can just call out right now. Right. That exactly relates to this article. Now, don't forget, the CDC just had their zombie apocalypse campaign that was aimed at getting people to prepare.
That's the second or third one.
That's right. And then the Department of Homeland Security just did another one. So we're already watching
hundreds
this continue to happen.
Billions of rounds of ammo, hundreds of millions of coffins. Hundreds of millions of MREs, survival food.
Drills upon drills. And then the Army Times, they got in on the fun too, publishing a zombie war deployment guide that appeared in the August 1st, 2011 issue, which examined various tactics and gear that experts consider essential to wage a successful campaign on the undead.
So and this is on All Hallows Eve when these sorcerers, including Cindy McCain, John McCain. I don't know if you remember when McCain was running for president against Obama, but he met with Romney up and Romney was running against McCain. He met with Romney and all of a sudden Romney drops out. Not only that, but he was also McCain from that point on started talking good about Obama and basically throwing his whole campaign underneath the bus. It's because they're all Satanists in different divisions of Satan's kingdom. Obama, you could call him the Red Esau communist brand. You've got the neocon branch in the Republican Party. You've got the liberal homosexual branch in the Democratic Party. But every one of them do as thou wilt, still kill and destroy as much as they possibly can, and they compete with one another, but they bow all to Lucifer and Satan. If they don't bow to him and they don't do his wishes, if McCain hadn't stepped down, they would have taken his butt out. So they have their servants, they have their lords, and they're telling you, and they're giving this occultic celebration on All Hallows Eve, the day when they celebrate the living of the dead rising up and walking about, and this is your chance and opportunity, going back to Druidism, to wish them on out of purgatory and into heaven. And the Catholic Church is to this day teaching us to bake soul cakes for these souls, and to teaching prayers, the demonic prayers, when you come to doors to ask for soul cakes instead of trick or treats this year.
So this counterterrorism zombie training, Halo said that is that the idea is to challenge authorities as they respond to extreme medical situations where people become crazed and violent, creating widespread fear and disorder. But also, cyber terrorism will have a leading role in the sessions and courses throughout the summit, because the new battlefield is cyberspace for sure.
Against truth. It's always against truth.
That means that during the summit, participants' cell phones and email accounts could be hacked, a former Marine now working as Halo's tactical operations director said. He also said that some might be really rattled when they realize how easy it is for a hostile force to compromise personal information and what the broader national security implications of a cyber attack can be. The awareness, he said, is going to be monumental.
That's right. And it says off of the Halo Corporation's website, it says, join us on Halo Island for a groundbreaking multi-jurisdictional counterterrorism event that will educate and train the entire range of national security stakeholders. Now, in the religion of Satanism, they want to eliminate anything of Torah or Messiah on the planet Earth.
And you've got to finish your statement.
The terrorists are anyone having the book in them whatsoever, any knowledge of the book, be you Christian, Jew, Ishmael, of having the writings from our forefather of Abraham, having common source and roots, especially in genetics.
And he's got to finish this statement that he's reading, because it says that the training is going to an entire range of national security stakeholders from government agencies and elite military special operations units to law enforcement and emergency responders. Now, we've been putting together, Halo is a game. This Halo Corporation, what it immediately makes people think of is this huge...
The paradigm programming.
Called Halo. It's an Xbox game or something. It's called Halo. It's a hugely popular game, and what it is it's a series that centers on an interstellar war between humanity a theocratic alliance of aliens known as the Covenant. Theocratic means religious.
Crowley and the rock musicians, when you're talking about these beings that come from another place, they're talking about it from another world, just on the other side, through the
parallel dimension.
That's who they call the aliens, and this spells it out, Mishpoka.
The Covenant are led by their religious leaders, the prophets, and worship an ancient civilization known as the Forerunners, who perished in combat with the parasitic flood. Well, in the game centers on the experiences of a master chief who is a cybernetically enhanced human soldier. And so basically what it goes on to say
is
that...
This is talking about the story before the flood, Mishpoka. It was the Noah and what was the remnant of Father's Torah or his word or his being or manifestation of his being on this earth, any human being, was in Noah and his family. And that was it. And the battle they are describing is this battle of the fallen ones coming before the flood and then after.
And what's about to happen. This is their plan for what is about to happen. Because listen to this. In this game, Halo, the United Nations Space Command creates an elite group of enhanced super soldiers known as Spartans to suppress the rebellion. Well, the human colony of Harvest, get that, that's the name of the human colony, Harvest. Sounds great, right? Falls under attack by a theocratic alliance of alien races known as the Covenant. Now, the Covenant declares humanity heretics and an affront to their gods, the Forerunners, and they begin a holy war of genocide. Their superior technology and numbers prove decisive advantage.
They're saying that they are.
This is it.
They're saying that they are the holy ones, and that the people of Satan are the covenant people of Earth, and the people of Earth are heretics because they've gone away from Satanism.
And they have one of the races in the Covenants are called the Elites. And they have a huge portion of what they do in this game. But what's really creepy is that we are about to suffer a holy war of genocide at the hands of these space gods and aliens and these elite guys.
It's who Crowley talks about they interact with. It's who all the rock and roll stars talk about who they interact with. It's who the politicians talk about who they interact with. And the bottom line, Mishpoka, is this video game is one of the largest ever in history. There are 14 pages here on this, and then there's 13 pages of references in Wikipedia. They want to push this whole thing, and it's because you've got what's going to happen, Mishpoka, is that they are going to, yes, the leader of bankers are going to be exposed, the false banking system, and the people are going to be led to believe that that's going to be destroyed. Also, the grays are going to be the aliens that have been abducting people are also going to be made known to the people, and both of those will be destroyed by this coveted race, the fallen ones that are coming through the veil, because they are debasing humanity on purpose down to its lowest resonance possible, because they reside in hell, and that's how the gates of hell are opened up, to get humans debased down to their lowest non-thinking resonant possible, to where they act like animals
so we can open the gateways and let them on in. And that's exactly what we are facing right now, and this Halo drill that's going on, you can bet that the populace has been programmed to think of this Halo Xboxing thing that's going on. And this is, and what are we to do? We're to come out of her. We are to be extracted from the hell that is about to be unleashed, that is being unleashed right now. As we speak this earth.
And the Halo itself, in antiquity, you can read up, you need to look that up, but it's representation of the sun god and the worship of the sun god. And the Romans particularly started using them and put it all in the old arts and paintings of Catholicism and on up, showing the divinity of man. That man is God himself.
All right, so quit giving your consent
and your kids,
and keep looking up.
Hallelujah.
shall not bring the name of Yahuwah, your Elohim, to naught. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.